Many a time you'll go in for a physical. They'll say, okay, let's do an EKG. But I guess the question is this trip really necessary, so to speak? Joining us now is Dr. Bruce Gold, who's Associate Dean for Primary Care, UConn School of Medicine. And I imagine since you guys would be in the front lines, you're probably going to be the first to maybe suggest a test or not. Good morning, doctor. Great to have you on.
Yeah, nice to be here.
All right. So, yeah, for example, I go in to have a physical. I think it's once a year. They strap on the little sensors or whatever they may be and do a little EKG. I'm getting close to 60. I don't know. Is that a wise idea, or should there be some conditions taken into account before we do that?
Well, I think the recommendations really come from science and what we call evidence-based medicine. You know, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force and other groups around the country look at large epidemiologic studies, large studies of populations of people, and what the outcomes are from doing a lot of these tests. For some of the tests that we might do during a routine physical that have sort of patients may come to expect over the years, there's really no evidence that it really changes anything nor extends life. And so I think the point of the article in the New York Times a few days ago was that we're starting now to look at those tests, try and change the way we behave medically, the way doctors actually prescribe, the way we order these tests, so in fact we can get more bang for the dollars that we actually have to spend.
And we should mention that it's not just tests per se, but for example, I think from the basically the folks who practice family medicine don't routinely prescribe antibiotics for a mild to moderate sinusitis. You know, the thing is, I think a lot of people go to the doctor with a cold or whatever and expect to get something. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely, and I think I'm a primary care doctor.
Yeah.
And clearly when patients come in, they really want to go home with a pill, with a cure. Again, the sinusitis recommendations come from the Center for Disease Control, and large studies have shown that unless someone really has had certain symptoms from their sinuses, fevers, et cetera, and have had it for 7 to 10 days, that there's really not a lot of benefit from antibiotics. In fact, antibiotics can cause diarrhea and all sorts of other problems, as well as resistance in the bugs we're trying to treat. So the next time you may need it, it may not work. And so that I think we're just trying to practice better medicine and, frankly, more cost-effective medicine.
Well, yeah. And I, you know, I remember I was the doctor one time and they said, well, you know, maybe you need to have a, oh, God, it was an echocardiogram, I think, you know, just to basically take a look at the heart and all that. And, you know, first of all, I had no idea how much it cost. So we got the thing back from the insurance companies. I'll just take a look. It was pretty expensive. And you're talking about a lot of money in these tests.
Well, you know, the reality is that we no longer have enough dollars in our healthcare system to do everything for everyone and everything that everyone might want done unless we know that, in fact, there's some chance that it's going to help them. There's lots of medications. There's lots of tests out there. You can, you know, can't throw a rock without hitting one.
Oh, yeah.
And we just have to be a little bit more rational in how we choose them and really look to evidence-based medicine, to the science of medicine, to help us choose those tests and medication.
I hate to ask you a terrible question, but there was a story in the New York Times maybe 2-3 years ago, and it was about a border town, I believe, in Texas, where a group of doctors owned, I believe it was an EKG. No, it wasn't EKG. It was a CAT scan unit, and they were part owners of it, so you saw a large number of CAT scans being prescribed. If, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, part of the problem is that the way our healthcare system is organized right now, where it really is fee-for-service, the more you do, the more you get paid, the incentive is to do more testing. I think that if you look at the Accountable Care Act, if you look at where the healthcare system hopefully is going, is more in paying clinicians and the healthcare system to keep people healthy. And that you'll, in fact, as a clinician, make more money, have a better take-home pay, per se, if you just work to keep people healthy and don't over-order.
Well, in a sense, I suppose, you know, first of all, I'm going to set aside the rationing thing. Let's just put that over there. But I would guess that part of the problem here is, I guess you do want to make sure, but I guess it's just being sensible. That's really what we're talking about. And wasn't it back, I'm thinking back in the 90s, when we went to these HMOs, there was a capitation fee. So in other words, you were paid per patient. So some folks were saying, well, that kind of discourages the recommendation of tests because you're only getting a certain amount of money to take care of each patient that's in your practice.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of different systems out there to try and balance the incentives to, you know, everyone wants to support their families and send their kids to college, et cetera.
Sure.
On the other hand, I think as physicians, as clinicians, we really have an ethical responsibility to our patients to do the best possible medicine we possibly can. I think that there's lots of sites out there, and in fact, the public can just go to the internet now, look at U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, look at all sorts of different guidelines out there. Evidence-based medicine is where we're going, and that really allows us to use the best and most current science to figure out what the best tests, what the best medications, and what the most effective ways of treating our patients might be.
Dr. Gold, it's great to talk to you. I'm sure we'll have many discussions in the future. Thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you.
Good to talk to you. That's Dr. Bruce Gold. He's Associate Dean for Primary Care, UConn School of Medicine.